Although the college was originally set up as a merger of equals between Florida A&M and Florida State, Gibson would be the first to admit the reality has often missed the mark. FAMU enrollment at the college has lagged behind FSU's, and the often repeated rumor has been that Florida State wants to take over the school hasn't helped.
There's a lot of history, but what I believe will happen is that we will get recognition nationally. I'm being a little careful as a new dean to really build the story because we have to walk the walk as well as talk. I can go and say we're a partnership, but when you see one example is, thanks to FSU that runs the email system, I got the email address changed for everyone, whether they're FAMU or FSU. It used to be eng.fsu.edu, but now it's eng.famu.fsu.edu.
Perhaps a relatively small thing for sure, but Gibson insists it can be little things that make a big impact. Of course, big things can help too, such as a positive relationship between the presidents of the two universities that jointly operate the college.
At the invitation of President Thrasher, President Robinson came along with the Chancellor of the Board of Governors to the Seminole Caucus meeting breakfast to talk about together about the college and its potential. So no question, the individual partnership, and also I think the partnership is beyond just the individuals, of other members of the leadership teams in both institutions are very supportive.
And to emphasize again how critical Florida A&M is in that partnership, Gibson cites a study.
Somebody made a list of all the universities in the country according to the social mobility index of the students. How well did the students do relative to their parents? FAMU is number 3 of all universities in this country in improving the social mobility of its students. So no matter what we say about graduation rates, about retention, all these things, the majority of FAMU students are better off because they went to FAMU. Harvard is number 438 in that list. So FAMU does something that Harvard doesn't do.
Gibson wants to leapfrog off that FAMU success, as well as the research reputation of Florida State, to move the joint engineering college to the next level.
Hiring faculty, hiring them strategically in areas where we can grow research. So, for example, you know, we have a lot of strength in power systems over across the street. We can build that to be a real powerhouse to win more national competitions, team up with other universities in the state and elsewhere like UF, but have something we bring to the table no one else has.
Also, Gibson says developing local partnerships and collaborations, perhaps even helping jumpstart some manufacturing activity in the area.
One area we're talking about is biomedical devices, aging, which is obviously that makes a lot of sense for the community. We could perhaps, with time, help to develop local industries, spin-off companies that would build a critical mass in some area like that. That would benefit the community, benefit us, because we want those very close connections, you know, for our young students to get access to internships right there, etc. Long term, I think it can have a lot of good economic impact on the community as well and mutually beneficial.
An important component, Dean Gibson says, of a multi-year program to move the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering into the elite company of the nation's very best engineering institutions. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.